You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Matters of the Heart by Dr. Herbert Bailey.
Reads, and if you were reading from a traditional paper Bible, it would be in red, meaning that Jesus is speaking here. And it says, either make the tree good and the fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. For the sake of clarity, with more modern speech from the New Living Translation, those same verses reads, a tree is identified by its fruit. If a tree is good, its fruit will be good. If a tree is bad, the fruit will be bad. You brood of snakes. Wow, Jesus. How could evil men like you speak what is good and right? For whatever is in your heart determines what you say. Whatever is in your heart determines what you say. A good person produces good fruit or good things from the treasure of a good heart. An evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. The subject of this series that I'm starting today is Matters of the Heart. Matters of the Heart. Now, I've been meditating on this for several weeks, and I just started putting it together and trying to outline my thoughts about this yesterday. So I was coming back on the plane from the New York area. But I've been meditating on this for a while about the heart. Something, it was stimulated by someone who said something along, I can't remember who it was, but someone just made a statement that said something. Well, the reason why they don't do that is because they really don't believe that in their hearts. And it made me start thinking that a lot of times we are seeing the fruit of things, and we're even judging people by external things. We see the habits, we see the attitudes, we see the dress, we see all types of things, and we're evaluating it externally, but the problem is internal. We're looking at something up here, trying to fix it up here, but the problem is down here, the root of the matter. You know, a doctor can treat, you know, for several months until we finally, until we realize what was wrong. You know, I had to have surgery for something called hyperparathyroidism. Some of you never heard of a parathyroid. I had never heard of it either, okay? You never heard of thyroid, but beside your thyroid, you got these four little things that's usually supposed to be about the size of a grain of rice. Four of them on either side of your thyroid, and then they can get a tumor on them, become overactive, and as a result of becoming overactive, it can cause several other things, you know, and basically very high calcium. And so it looked like I had a calcium deficiency. Then one time it looked like I was just running down on energy and all this. And I thought the problem was because I married a wife that was younger than me. And if we was the same age, I wouldn't be this tired. But then I said 3 years shouldn't be that make that much of a difference, you know. And when we deal with all these others, I thought maybe I need to get some other kind of pill. Anyway, you know. And I found out I was dealing with symptoms, not the root. The root had nothing to do with my age. It had nothing to do with just overactive calcium. It was this parathyroid, which once they take care of that, everything's fine. Now I feel like I can run on and see what the end going to be. And I'm almost chasing my wife around the house again. Almost. Y'all keep praying for me that there'll be revival. And so many times we're dealing with the symptom of things rather than the root of things. And Jesus, in this passage of scripture, he's actually rebuking these religious people. And he basically is telling them, y'all are trying to act right, but you're not right. You're trying to act religious, but deep down you got some deficits. You're trying to act spiritual, but you can't really be spiritual because deep down you're not spiritual. You're trying to act holy, but your heart's not holy. And so Jesus said, now listen, you have to make up your mind what you're going to be and what the real issues are. He said, now you're either going to make the tree good from the root so we can have good fruit, or you're going to, or the tree going to be corrupt and you're going to keep bringing forth good corrupt fruit. Another place, James said this. He said, we should not have spiritual bipolarism. We're not supposed to be spiritual schizophrenics. He says this. He said, how can blessings and cursing come out the same mouth? And the problem is that many times we're dealing with symptoms without dealing with the root. And so in this passage of scripture, Jesus is addressing the Pharisees, explaining the root of all things, both good and evil, is the heart. Everybody say the heart. So a lot of times we're dealing with behavior. We're dealing with symptoms. We're dealing with people's actions. We're dealing with people's moods. We're dealing with, now as an older man than I was in my 20s and my 30s, I'm not so quick to judge people the way I used to as you get older, because you realize there's a reason why somebody's like that. If you see a woman who's mean and nasty, she wasn't born that way. She went through something and she didn't know how to deal with it. And you see people who are ornery and mean and nasty disposition. Nobody's born that way. They've gone through circumstances it's when you see a child acting up, most of the time that ain't the child's, the parents. Amen. Yeah. That bad child. A lot of times, sometimes the child not so bad. You have parents who letting the child be bad. Don't know how to discipline the child. And then children can shock you. They can shock you. It's been a long time since I had to deal with little ones like that. And I took my grandchildren to, Frozen on Ice. And my grandson put me in a situation and I was lost for words. I didn't know what to say. We're standing there and they wanted their faces painted. So his sister gets her face painted and we're waiting online. He's going to get his face painted next as a pirate, and we're waiting there online. And this lady says, she said, babe, we have to wait for the little boy to go first. And my grandson turns around and says, I'm not a little boy, I'm a big boy. Then he turns back around and look at him like, well, he really didn't mean any harm. He wasn't just being mean and nasty. And then then the lady says, well, I'm sorry. I said that because you're smaller than me. And he says, lady, I'm half your size. I was just shocked. What am I supposed to do? I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. And he really didn't mean any harm. So sometimes our children can surprise us. Let me get back to my point here. My point is that sometimes we deal with symptoms, but there's a deeper issue. There's a deeper issue. Ladies, if you dress and you always want to expose most of your body, that ain't about you being hot. That's not about it being summertime. There's some deeper issues there. I'm not trying to condemn anybody, but if you choose to get a tattoo right here, and everything you wear got to show that tattoo, there's some deeper issues. Come on, y'all. Come and see. And the reason why some of you feel uncomfortable, because nobody ever dealt with that. Nobody ever told you that. You just think it's cool. No, there's deeper issues. Why you feel you need to expose yourself to get attention. There's deeper issues. And so Jesus is trying to help us deal with deeper issues in this passage. In this passage of scripture, he's addressed the Pharisees. He says the root of all things, both good and evil, is the heart. Everybody say the heart. Now, the heart as used in the scripture has nothing to do with this cardiac mechanism that pumps blood throughout our bodies, okay, through this organ. The heart as used in the scripture is often referred to as the spirit. Paul even calls it the hidden man of the heart. But let's go a little bit deeper and dissect what the heart is. It is our innermost being. It's our innermost being. The heart is the seat of faith. The heart is the seat of thoughts. The heart is the seat of all speech. The heart is the intersection of thoughts and feelings. It's not your soul. It's not even just your spirit. If you allow me to say, it's the place of intersection where your soul and spirit meet, that particular point there. Your heart, your innermost being. And Jesus was saying that our hearts define who we truly are. Not our actions, not our clothes, not our speech. Our hearts really reveal who we truly are. Our hearts define and reveal what we truly believe. Our hearts ultimately determine what we will or will not do as far as our behavior. A lot of times we're trying to change behavior without dealing with the heart. And so, for example, that's why the difference between getting born again and going through AA, nothing wrong. You can't get help here. Get help somewhere. Okay? But if you go through Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholic Anonymous, Gambling Anonymous, they gave you 12 steps. And one of the things they tell you, you know, one of the first steps, you got to acknowledge that you have a problem. But what, and I thank God, I'm not ridiculing it for those who need it. And there's people I've even encouraged them to go through it because I laid my hands, apparently that didn't work. Okay, I ain't going to get mad to them. I don't have enough power. Go get help someplace else. Okay, if I didn't cast it out, go get it out. Okay. And so, of course, because it's people who try to say, well, I heard a preacher say, everything you need come through preaching. I've been preaching a long time. And I found out there's some stuff that people need that my preaching, and I ain't putting all that on me. Some of y'all got some problem. I ain't got nothing to do with it. And there's no deficit in my preaching. I ain't carrying that. If you just preach the right word, use the right scripture, y'all don't go no other church get as many scriptures I give you. So it ain't because I ain't giving you scripture word. Some of y'all got some stuff that we need. It take a village. Take a pastor, a doctor, a counselor, some pills. We're all going to work together. But by the time we all finish, you're going to get delivered. But Jesus deals with the heart. When you look throughout the scriptures, you know, the heart is the seat of everything in life. The scripture says when you get saved, you get born again, you believe with the heart. Look at Romans 10 and 10. It says, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. God raised Jesus from the dead. And it said, why do we need the heart involved? Because it says in Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Watch it. With the heart man believeth unto prosperity. With the heart man believeth unto faithfulness. With the heart man believes unto consistency. With the heart man believes to healing. And then with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Notice he doesn't deal with the talk. He doesn't talk about the mouth first. He talks about the heart first. Because no sense of saying it with your mouth if you don't believe it in your heart. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So everybody say with the heart man believeth. So watch this. See, so there are certain things, a lot of people think you believe with your mind. See, the atheist problem is that they're trying to believe God with their mind. That's the problem. You try to believe God with your mind, certain things just don't make sense. It does not compute. When I was a little boy, some of you are old enough to remember, there used to be this, there was this show called, it would look so funny today, but it was called Lost in Space. Any of us remember Lost in Space? Okay. Some of y'all lying. You old enough to remember. Okay. I'll pull that wig and show the gray hairs. You remember. Lost in Space. And they had this guy, I can't remember, they had a robot. And the robot, you would say certain things, you would ask some questions, and he would say, does not compute, does not compute, does not compute, does not compute. That's how it is when you try to see certain things and read certain script with your mind. Does not compute. Does not compute. Because with the heart man believeth, not your mind. Keep living long enough. And see the reason why some people backslide or somebody die, because you were believing with your mind. The reason why some people leave God, because you went through a divorce, because you were believing with your mind. In your mind, you thought you had it figured out, that like Job's friends did. Do good. Good things happen all the time, consistently. Do bad. Bad things happen all the time, consistently. Certain things, it just don't make sense in my mind. I got some relatives who lived in a long time, y'all. They're the biggest sinners I ever seen. But they living long in sin. Does not compute. Does not compute. Does not compute. Come on. Does not compute. All the Pope I know, they live holy, serve God, and they died 50s, 40s. Other people, and the only thing I can possibly try to make sense is that God just giving those sinners a little more time to repent. But my point is, everything's not going to make sense to your mind. Come on, anybody know what I'm talking about? With the heart, man believeth. So when it doesn't compute with my mind, I still got to believe in my heart. See, that's why some of y'all, you got to get beyond this feeling saved stuff. You got to believe and know you saved when you feel like cussing somebody else. It's knowing you saved despite feeling like cussing that's going to keep you from cussing and cutting them, and then the sheriff got to arrest you. You got to know beyond what you feel. Come on now. See, with the heart, man believe. And so certain things, you got to get it at the heart level, not just the head level. You believe with your heart. Then the Bible also says that we think, which means to process with our heart. Proverbs 23 and verse 7. Fast he thinketh in his heart, what? So is he. God said, you really are how you think. As he thinketh. He didn't say what he thinks. He's not talking about a particular thought. He's talking about your process of thinking. The way you come to decisions and to conclusions, the process you go through, that's really who you are. Okay? When you hear people say, hey, man, I do good to those who do good to me. That's how they think. That's their processing. Okay? When you hear people say, well, as long as they do right by me, I'm going to do right by them. That's their processing. Their processing is not the word of God, because the word of God, Jesus says, do good to them that despite, pray for those that despitefully use you. Now that don't make sense. Does not compute. Does not compute. I got to believe that with my heart, that God says, when I do good to those who are not doing good to me, I'm going to heap coals of fire on their head. In some kind of way, I'm going to end up benefiting and winning when it looked like I'm losing. Come on now. You got to know you're winning when it looks like you're losing. Glory to God. You got to know I'm winning right in the middle of this battle. I'm winning, glory. You got to know that I'm winning when it looks like I'm on the ropes. You got to know that I'm winning when it looks like I've been knocked down. I'm winning. Watch this. I'm winning because I still know I'm in the fight. I have not lost my mind. I still know where I am. I'm still able to put my words together. I'm still able to confess who I am. And I'm still able to believe the word of God. I'm winning. As a man thinketh, the process of how you think, how you come to conclusions, what ultimately determines what you're going to do, that whole thought process is who you really are. So we think with the heart. And then, according to this scripture here in the text from Matthew 12 and verse 34, it says, O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. New Living Translation says, whatever's in your heart determines what you say. Whatever what is what? In your heart determines what you say. So you speak from the heart. You ever hear, and people say this here, people say something, and then once you're offended by it, they say, I was just playing. I didn't mean that. But we often say the truth comes out in a joke, right? Some of y'all on us to remember. Again, back in the, I think it was in the 90s. Bill Clinton was president, and Bob Dole was running against him. Okay, and y'all remember Bob Dole? Okay, y'all remember Bob Dole, right? But Bob Dole was running, and Bob Dole was a Republican nominee. And you know, back in those days, everybody tried to be politically correct, and you thought things, but you didn't say things. Well, y'all know that has changed with Donald Trump, right? Okay, new rules, right? And but Bonnie Frank was chairperson of the Finance Committee. The Democrats were in control of the House, so the Democrats were running all the committees. And Bonnie Frank, who was a representative from the state of Massachusetts, was over the Finance Committee. And so, you know, they were battling about budgets and all this kind of thing. And so the Republicans on the other side, Democrats, and Bob Dole on nationwide television. Now, I got to add this in order for this to make sense. Bonnie Frank was a known outwardly gay congressman, okay? He had a partner. This is back in the 90s before gay marriage legal. All that. He had a partner. It was known. He didn't make any qualms about it. He was openly gay. Y'all with me here? Y'all follow me so far? So Bob Dole went to refer to Bonnie Frank, and he called him, you got to follow me because I ain't going to use this word to say it in church, right? He called him Bonnie homosexual F word. Are y'all with me? Y'all with me? He said he didn't mean it. Some of y'all still living. Okay. Get the CD. Go home and meditate on it. Pray about it. Okay. He meant to call him Bonnie Frank. Instead, he called him Bonnie F word homosexual. All right. Some people laughed about it. The homosexual community was outraged. And Bob Dole kept apologizing. I didn't mean to say that. That's not what I meant. But in his heart. You follow me? In his heart, that's how he thought about Bonnie Frank. So that's what came out. That's what the Bible means. At the end of the day, what comes out of your mouth is what's in your heart, good or bad. Now, right now, I'm not making judgment about what's in your heart. I'm saying even from a neutral standpoint, even being objective, that our heart is the seat of our faith. The heart is the seat of our thought. And the heart is the seat of what we say. Which means we got to get the right stuff in us for the right stuff to come out of us. We got to be right in order to act right. And for years, what the Christian did in Christian churches, and what we did, especially in very conservative, fundamental, holiness-oriented kind of churches, we tried to make people act holy. Thou shalt not. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Don't drink, don't smoke, don't party. Okay? You know, I remember we, you know, sometimes you see, you know the music we get going in church, and some people, they ain't been partying a long time, you know. The music get going in church, and then you put, do, and you see somebody. We say, hey! Now they ain't going to the party no more. But partying in their heart. Damn it. I don't care what the music does. Hey, why? Because that's what's in them. You told me I can't go. I ain't went, but it's still in me. You follow? And so we thought we had good Christians because we got folks acting like, again, I'm using all these old references, Stanford wives, who are programmed. We are Stanford Christian. I love Jesus. I am blessed and highly favored. Do you want to smoke? My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Okay. I do not have sex before I get married because marriage is honorable. Homemongers and adulterers will God judge. And on the inside, we messed up. And we mad at preachers, mad at the church, because we got everybody putting this pressure on us. pressure on what they got. McDonald's pressure, pressure, pressure. That's a new song. Pressure, pressure. That's what you. That's what we got. We got pressure, pressure, pressure. Cause y'all make me act like and be something that I'm not. I got pressure, pressure, pressure. Why? Cause your heart ain't changed. As long as I remember, my mother smoked 2 packs of Salems every day. 1981, mother finds out she has cancer, has to have emergency surgery. Smoking ceased immediately. Immediately. She didn't go from 2 packs to 1.5 packs. She didn't go from 2 packs to 1 pack. She didn't go from 2 packs to 0.5 pack. She went from 2 packs to no cigarettes immediately. Why did she stop smoking? Because her mind changed about smoking.
What you believe or feel in your heart guides your actions and reactions. It's time for us to have a heart checkup. What are you allowing to penetrate your heart? Dr. Herbert Bailey examines matters of the heart in this powerful series. Order today for your love gift of $15 or more. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for Matters of the Heart.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our 3 locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.